How about that, y'all?
All right, Brad. You can hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, thank you for waiting there. Congratulations on the second place finish. I know it wasn't the win at your home track, but walk us through that final overtime there.
Yeah, we got a good launch and, just not quite strong enough to keep up with Kevin. He was really fast and, I got a little tight. Just couldn't really do anything there, but gave it my best, and I'm proud of my team for the effort we put in today and this weekend, but one spot short.
All right. Well, we're going to open up the floor to the media for questions. As a reminder, if you do have a question for Brad, please click the participants tab and raise your hand or send me a chat. We're going to kick it off with Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Brad, I know you don't like double file restarts to begin with, but since they do exist, do you like how the choose rule played into them today?
Yeah, there were parts I liked and there were parts I didn't like. I'm kind of agnostic, to be honest. I thought at the front, it seemed to be a little fun, something kind of different. It's one of those things where I think it's just, when you eat chocolate, you want vanilla sometimes. It just felt different, and different was kind of fun. There were other parts where, I was kind of a little questioning about it. So, I'm kind of neutral on it, Jeff.
Thanks.
No problem.
All right. We'll take our next question from Aaron Barrington. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Brad, congrats on a good run today. Talking about that choose rule, we had guys come from fifth, third, et cetera, on the inside and be able to take the lead. Do you think going back into the race tomorrow at the same place, you'll see more guys in second or third consider diving down and testing the inside lane?
It's possible. It's just a different dynamic for sure and opens up some different opportunities. We're all kind of learning together how that plays out. And, this was a first time on a bigger track or a 550 rules package track that we've seen this. It definitely changed a little bit of the race. I'm not confident to say whether it was better or worse. It just felt a little bit different to me. But it should feel different. That's kind of the point. If it wasn't a little different, then why would we do it? I thought there were times when it was interesting. There were times where I was kind of like, I don't know. So overall, like I said, I'm kind of agnostic.
Do you guys know where you feel like you were trailing Harvick today? He was so strong. Is there anything you guys can pick up to try to beat him tomorrow?
Yeah, he just runs through the straightaway so fast, and he's pretty much equal to where we are in the corners. So, they just really got dialed in right now.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, our next question is going to come from Zach Sterniola.
Brad, congrats on the run today. Is it more rewarding or is it frustrating to finish second here when this has been so top on your priority list for the last, for your whole career?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and complain about it. I could be sitting 35th right now and with a wadded up race car. So it certainly beats that. I've heard this analogy over and over again that when you go to the Olympics, the best thing that can happen to you is you win the gold. And the worst thing that can happen to you is it's not that you don't place or not that you face or place with a bronze. It's when you get silver, because silver is when you knew you were so close. The guy who gets bronze or the woman who gets bronze, they're just happy because they got a medal. Of course, the person who gets gold, they're happy because they got gold. But it's the person with the silver medal that sits there and wonders because they know they were so close to their goal and their dream. So, in some ways, there's some pain in that. Because you can see it, you can taste it, you can feel it, you know you're right there. In other ways, I try to remain reflective and positive about, the overall positive day that we had.
That said, is it encouraging then for tomorrow's race?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of cars that I thought we were pretty equal to. Maybe a touch better, maybe a touch worse, depending on who you ask. And we beat all those guys. But at no time did I think us or anyone else was better than the four.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
All right. Our next question will come from Taylor with M Live. Go ahead.
Hi, Brad. Approaching that last restart there, you guys knew that Kevin Harvick had one of the best cars. What did you think that you needed to do, and what would you maybe do differently if you had one more shot at it?
I actually was watching the replay when you guys logged in just to see that, and I had like three ideas, and I watched the replay, and none of them would have worked. So at the moment, there's nothing I feel like I could have done differently, other than just be a little faster, have a little more speed. So, kind of stuck right there, Taylor.
All right, Brad. Well, it looks like that's all we got for you. Oh, actually, we have one last question. Go ahead, Ozzy.
Hey, Brad. With the Daytona Road Course coming up, and Team Penske just having a wide swath of different cars, have you leaned on anybody in the organization from the IMSA side, or have you guys been kind of doing any type of training in that fashion?
Yeah, those cars are so much different that the Team Penske IMSA drivers run that. I'm not sure that there's anything I could really take away from that, but I think in some forms we're all expecting it to rain because we're going to run the race in Florida at 3 or 4 o'clock in August. I think it's like a 99.9% chance it'll rain, and there's no simulator and no practice that simulates that. So it's kind of like
just giving it up to chance. You
know, yeah, there's not a lot we're going to do.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
All right, Brad. Well, now I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem.
Congratulations, and hopefully we'll see you back on here again tomorrow.
Thank you.